Welcome to Fierce Woman Radio, where you'll find the strength, wisdom, and inspiration to unlock your greatness. My name is Rosa Alejandra. I am an action-driven disruptor whose main goal is to help you stop talking the talk so that you can start walking the walk. Are you ready to be inspired by another amazing story? Let's get started. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to Olga Chapman. She is an energetic alignment therapist who helps her clients harmonize their life through the use of energy frequencies. Olga is on a mission to help people who work with other people reduce and eliminate the negative impact those interactions could cause, such as anxiety, fatigue, burnout, and even financial loss, which I find very interesting, and I totally believe in this, Olga. So welcome. Thank you for being here. Please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosa, for having me here. It's a great pleasure to meet your audience. Originally, I'm from Russia. I moved to this country 24 years ago, and currently I reside in Des Moines, Iowa. I've been working for a major bank for more than 20 years, but now I'm transitioning to entrepreneurship and want to become an energetic alignment therapist full-time.
All right. So how long have you been into this energy alignment and all of that stuff?
Yes. Since 2021, I graduated from school first. The school is called the Cosmo Energy School of Tatiana Key. That took 2 years for me to graduate. I obtained a certification of Magister Third, which is the highest level in the school. And after graduation, I worked strictly on myself for a year and a half. And now I was told by my teachers that I'm totally ready to work on other people. So I work with groups and individuals as well.
I love it. I love it. So let me ask you this. What took you, what drove you to start, you know, something in this field? What, I mean, something had to move you. What, how? Tell me.
Yes. Yes. So a few years ago, I had a major challenge in, there was a crash in personal relationship. There was also, at that time, unfulfilling career. And basically, I, figuratively speaking, I felt like sitting in a dark room, isolated, and not sure of what my next step should be. And somehow when you reach that bottom, you know, things start happening and there are some insights coming out. And firstly, it was like crystals. I started working with high vibrational crystals. Then while shopping for the crystals on the internet, I saw an ad for the marathon of that school I graduated from. And that's how it happened. And now my life is enlightened with this change. So it was the best time, the best thing which happened to me, actually.
So you didn't necessarily stumble upon somebody that did energy healing or anything. You were just simply called. Is that what you're saying?
Well, when you start going to school, you go to teachers first who work on you. At that time, I didn't have a call because I was, I needed help by myself. Mm-hmm. I was totally, I didn't have vision at that time. You have to be healed and vibrations need to go up to the certain level. So you start getting calls. Yes. So it didn't happen in the beginning, but then when I realized how powerful this method is, that it's I want more people to benefit from it.
What were some of the first changes you noticed in yourself when you started using these methodologies?
Yes, physical health, first of all. Well, no, let me take that back, because the method works on subtle bodies first. So it's emotions and thoughts. So you start changing, you start noticing that you react differently to situations. And then what happens in a while, you get that jump into physical health change. For example, I had my throat chakra was apparently blocked. So when I went to through clearance of it, there was like a lot of discharge for days. And I knew what was happening. And there were other things. My second chakra was clearing also very... It's not the most pleasant things, but still very grateful, because you know if you don't cleanse it, it's still broadcasting, sitting in you, broadcasting 24/7 and blocking you from opportunities in life and blocking light from you. So when those heavy things go away, you just feel differently, like you're looking through the washed window. Colors are brighter in life, and it's just totally different feelings.
So would you say, so for example, I don't work with crystals or, you know, or anything like that, but I do believe in vibrations and everything. But I also know how heavily the subconscious is, in the sense of 95% or 97% of our waking life, we're not in control. The subconscious is. So all of our pre-programming, all of our limitations, fears, and all of that is what's running the show. So would you say, or what I heard, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that basically a person that is driven by all of these limitations, by all of these obscurities, by all of these fears, they simply cannot make better decisions or have a better reaction towards life because their energy is so shut down. Is that correct?
That is correct. Simultaneously with doing Cosmo Energy, I also joined a global international club where they teach you to be successful, because you are exactly right. Knowledge how to reprogram yourself is needed, and it's you want that knowledge from the best known teachers, because when your vibrations go up, you're ready to absorb those teachings. While your vibrations are low, you are not able to comprehend and understand what they're talking about. So really, I would still start with energy work first, because it will raise you up, so you're stronger, you have more energy, you have more interest in life, you know, and then you're looking for what's new for me to learn. How do I get out of this hole I'm at? I feel better, you know, I feel better. And now I do simultaneously work, my energy work and my education in the club. So
I love it. I love it. And you know why I'm really, really like hearing what you're saying? Because again, you know, I am a coach. I hold workshops, and I help a lot of people understand, become aware of their shadow, become aware of their subconscious. And even though I'm extremely aware, I think I have told you that I suffer from a lot of physical pain. I have an autoimmune disease, and I have heard myself say, I need to figure out how to reduce this pain, because as long as I have this pain, I cannot make the right decisions. I cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel sometimes. I cannot even have hope sometimes, because the pain takes over. And even though I know that maybe if I eat better, well, not maybe, but if I eat better, I'm going to feel better. If I get up and exercise a little bit more, I'm going to feel better, because at the very moment that I'm doing it, it's painful, or the eating, it could be too, 3-4 weeks and I haven't seen a result and I'm still in pain, I'll give up and I'll get more angry because the pain is not subsiding. So I'm sure that, you know, our listeners, some of you might actually identify, you know, you do know better and you do try to do better for yourself, but you continue to stop and you continue to get on this never ending circle. You keep going around and around. And when you're talking about, you know, removing these energies, you know, clearing up a lot of stuff, it makes me, you know, I wonder what it would feel to take that deep breath once again, because you're always in so much tension, right? You're always, and I'm not a negative person, but I am constantly in pain. So it has nothing to do with your perception of life. It's just what you're going through. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct. Being in school, it gives you advantage of listening to other people's stories, not just knowing yours. That's why I actually love going to school. We have annual webinars where people share their stories, because everybody's route is different. Everybody's dealing with different things. Some people like you come to Method with being in pain constantly, and they are able to get rid of their medications and increase their level of happiness. Pain goes away. So it's, I've heard those stories, but everybody's road is different. But when you have those severe, those conditions and pain, you have to be ready that there will be lots of things to deal with while you're in the Method. There will be pain which is in you will be coming out, because during a session, things go on the surface, right? On the surface. So you probably will be getting some uncomfortable feelings, but that's the way it is, because we don't, the Cosmo energy don't sweep things under the carpet. Mm-hmm. It brings them out of the carpet. So you go through that and it goes away. But yes, people should understand that you don't put responsibilities on somebody else to take care of all of them. 50% basically is on you, but therapy just expedites the process and makes it possible to get rid of it for good. So there is hope. There is hope.
I like that. And I feel like a lot of us need to hear that. So let me ask you a question. I'm going to throw a little wrench in the conversation, as far as, let's say you have a client, you're helping them, they're feeling better, but then they rebound because even though they're feeling better, they haven't still changed their environment or their circumstances. And since we are talking about vibration, you know, your environment will affect, even though, because it's vibration, you know, it's an exchange of energy constantly. Would somebody that is in a tough environment that's causing a lot of the ailments, will, because of the healing that you provide, will they be able to make better choices and change the circumstances, or will they be able to simply not care and stay there? Would that affect their healing if they continue to be in the same environment? I just want to hear that part.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Getting on a different level of vibration is going to change your environment and circumstances around you. But also what changes is your understanding what is good for you. And also you wouldn't be ready to tolerate with something which is bad for you.
Yes, that's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted them to hear.
And it will happen naturally. It's not like somebody is telling you, this is good, this is... No, you will totally feel that this is good for you and this is bad for me. And I'm not going to tolerate it any longer. Yes, tolerate it any longer.
And the reason I asked is because when you have a coach or a healer or both, There is inevitably going to be a change. When you try to do it on your own, there will be a change, but it's going to take a long time. People like Olga, people like myself, other coaches are here to help you expedite that. And because we've learned from everything that we've had to go through and that we've had to learn, right? But I'm going to share a story without names from many years ago. I didn't even know I was doing coaching back then, like, because I used to own a dance fitness studio, you know, but I've always been about, you know, empowering women, and women would come to me and say how beautiful they felt after my classes and whatnot. And somehow, I guess I was subconsciously, you know, constantly coaching this woman that had gotten somewhat attached to me. And soon enough, you know, she became very independent. Soon enough, she started finding her worth. Soon enough, she got a divorce. And soon enough, her husband took the time to call me and said, ever since my wife met the devil, meaning me, you know, things have changed. I'm saying this to say, when you heal, everything around you, the vibrations that don't align with you, they're going to start shaking even more. They're not going to like it. They're not going to like it. But you will feel like Olga said, you will feel so sure and so unbothered that you will still make the decision for yourself, because that is how you're going to move forward with your life. And you will not tolerate or settle or demean or belittle or shrink yourself anymore, you know, just to keep peace. Because at the end of the day, most of us, especially women, but I know a lot of men do it too, we will shrink ourselves to keep the peace with others, of completely forgetting about our own peace. And what Olga and other coaches like myself, what we offer is like, if you keep your peace, you will not tolerate anything that comes and bothers or disturbs that peace. What do you have to say on that, Olga?
Yes, it will. You'll just become powerful. Stronger, powerful, and authentic to yourself. And this is a great feeling. People actually love it. And people who don't like it, that means they need to go to therapy as well. Because adequate people enjoy uniqueness.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to suppress anybody. You enjoy you know, your authenticity. It's so interesting that people are different and they do things differently, they think differently. It enriches us. It enriches our world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, there is a lot of wounded people, a lot of them, you know. I'm one of them. You were one of them. You went through something as well, you know. And sometimes what causes the trauma, well, not sometimes, most of the time what causes the trauma is the fact that we were not equipped to handle that something that we went through. If we would have known how to handle it, it wouldn't have caused a long-lasting effect or a long-lasting trauma that we would have gotten trapped in. But, you know, I feel like as grown-ups, as adults, even though I still feel like I'm 15 inside, you know, we have the power to say, okay, that's enough. I am not going to live in my past, because if I live in the past, that means I've already disappeared. I no longer exist because I'm in the past. So I need to bring myself to today so that I can start shifting what needs to be shifted so that my tomorrow looks the way I want it to look. Not the way I was told it would look, but the way I want it to look. So this is super, super awesome. I'm loving this conversation. Olga, do me a favor. Tell us, what type of sessions do you do? How do you teach this stuff? What type of, yeah, I guess, what level of sessions do you have?
Okay. A session takes 50 minutes. It's done via Zoom. And the basic session of the method is detoxing and health improving. Because before you clear things in your physical body, it's hard to get elevated, vibrations elevated. So this is basic method. And also basic method includes clearing magical and ancestral negative programs, because sometimes people are under a cover of negative programs.
Generational. Yes,
which are coming from generations, or so that needs to be, it's like clearing karma. So those two sessions are like foundation. When the person gets stronger, then we can play. There are sessions for even for beauty, for women to get attractive, you know. There are sessions to improve sightseeing. There are sessions to improve your material wealth and yin-yang ratio, you know, because we want to have a good ratio and feel, you really feel harmony after the session of yin-yang, you know.
Would that be more for like the people that have scarcity mentality, that think that people with money are evil, like those that have those stuck beliefs that makes them afraid of going and making money?
Well, like financial wealth energy is like sun energy. It's probably, you really feel like gold.
Nice.
When you are at the session, you feel gold, you know, it just goes in you, and it's like going around you. So you, what happens, you just get comfortable with abundance. You know, it feels so good. You realize how warm and excellent the energy of gold is. So you get in alignment with that frequency, and you just start feeling, yeah, you know what? Abundance feels good. Any person could be rich. It doesn't matter what the traits of a person, what personality traits you have. Because like everybody gets sunlight, everybody can get energy of gold in their life.
Yes, yes. There is something that you said earlier that is so true about the generational thing. I didn't believe it, but then I found studies. There are studies out there that show and prove that we can carry up to 7 generations back of DNA in our bodies. So this, now keep in mind, this is our physical bodies. Our soul came perfect, our energy came perfect, but our bodies have 7 generations worth of DNA. And if that is true, then if the body keeps the score, then it holds trauma. So you have traumatic events passing on down generation after generation for 7 times. And then you, my friend, that are listening here, imagine it is your blessing, it is your purpose, it is your divine calling to clear it all up, unless you want to continue it towards your kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. So exactly. Yes, go ahead.
You are exactly right. It's very powerful, and I wish this kind of knowledge was given to us in school, or you know, in some educational organizations, because maybe we would be more responsible for our thoughts. Because ancestors, it's not mom and dad, your uncle, your great uncle, yes, maybe had that you know, like a negative emotion about something, and it gets passed to the whole tribe, you know. It's so, we really, it just gives an idea how important that is to be conscious, so your grandkids, your children, your grandkids don't get those kind of presents from us, you know.
And as you're speaking, I'm thinking, did you ever watch Frozen?
It's my favorite.
Right? So Olaf says, you know, water keeps memories. And yes, it will literally. So imagine this. And also, if you've ever watched like episodes of ghost, you know, catchers or whatever, you know, a house will crickle and crack and you will hear things because there is memory of energy and vibrations in that house. Not because there is specifically a ghost, but because there was so much energy that it stays there. When Anna goes to the ship, she feels and finds the energy. And then when they see the water, they see the memory. So imagine if just plain physical things like a house can still feel the vibration of the people that were there. Imagine how tenfold or a hundredfold we feel it when we are living vibrating things. So it is extremely powerful, and that is why it's so important, extremely important, to start becoming aware and responsible for oneself. Because if not, you're going to be a fucked up vibrational for the rest of your life. We have to do this.
Exactly. It's not a choice anymore. You know, the era we are living in, the energy from cosmos vibrations are coming so strong. And that's why people are feeling, lots of people are feeling it, like pains and discomfort, because just very strong energy from cosmos. So the energetic practice, which I'm practicing, right, it helps to align with the cosmos energy, so you raise your vibrations enough so you feel comfortable, because otherwise I really don't see future even for people, like physically future, because it's just the era we live in. It requires you know, being on the higher vibes. It's just requirement nowadays. And there are lots of ways to raise vibrations. People using different approaches. There are varieties. But this is something probably everyone should be thinking about.
I was talking to my other guest about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, and we talked about energy as well. And something that I had barely learned that week, because I do TikToks, you know, like educational TikToks. And, you know, and somebody did ask me, well, how can you give us an example of how to raise our vibration? And I said, well, I can give you an example of how I do it, because everybody has, you know, I'm extremely aware of everybody has their own journey. You have to find what works for you. And I know me, I'm extremely hard-headed. So when I'm angry, ain't nothing going to start from my mind. Nothing. I cannot change my mind, period. So I have to change my state of being. So what I do is I play music, and I start operating and including all of my senses. So if I start moving my body and I start feeling it and I start singing, suddenly I'm smiling. Suddenly I'm feeling good. Suddenly I'm not thinking anymore. I'm not pissed off or enraged anymore. Now I can think of something else. But because I know me and I know I'm an overthinker and an analyzer, and, you know, then I cannot start with my mind to change my vibration. I have to start with a different sense. Or I smell something good, you know, whether it's eucalyptus or lavender, whatever, you know what I mean, that purple flower. Thank you. You know, it's something that literally shocks me, and I have no choice but to feel good, right? And so what I learned that week is that, after I told them, you know, this is how I do it, what I learned that week is that actually I'm doing too much. Like, me teaching people how to raise their vibration is actually going against who we naturally are. So what I learned is that we already are the best vibration. We were born the best vibration, but we have, it's kind of like having a humongous floor lamp, and then we throw socks on it, dirty underwear on it, you know, trash on it. So the lamp is still a lamp, and the lamp is still on, and the lamp is still glowing as bright as it can, but we have all this bullshit on top because we're messy. So if instead of trying to make the lamp brighter to burn all of that's on top, why don't we just start removing what's on top so that we can actually shine?
You just nailed it. You nailed it. And that's exactly what Cosmo Energy does. Removing those dirty blocks. You know, before I went to the method, I tried different things. Nothing worked because, as you said, the whole system is plugged. It's toxicated, and it's you don't get motivated. Energy blocks need to be removed to get your vibrations. To expose your vibrations, because yes, as you said, they're already there. We're already attracting, because if there were no vibrations, how would we attract what we attract? Right. We attract some good things, right, in life. Mm-hmm. We are grateful for many things. That's due to that lamp you were talking about.
Yes.
Because it's still trying to send that light.
Yes. And when I learned this, I was completely like dumbfounded. I'm like, oh my gosh, what I've been teaching my ladies is to do more work on top of how awful they already feel. No, we don't need to do more work. We just need to remove the bullshit that we've allowed to be thrown on us and that we've actually, and it's not even, let's go step farther. It's not even about we've allowed. Okay, we allowed it, but why are we still carrying it? Somebody can throw me a ball, but I'm not going to hold it for the rest of my life. I can put it down and keep on walking. Why the hell are we still carrying it? And that's where, that unlearning and that unclogging and unplugging comes, right? I just love it. Go ahead.
Yes, well, in addition to removing it, also we need to take care of not getting new blocks,
Yes.
Because if you realize something is making you feel bad, because that feeling system is our guidance system. So if we notice that, hey, after watching news, I start feeling bad, like anxious, just vibrations go down. Just stop watching them. Stop watching them, because when something important happens, you will find out. You will find that you are not going to miss anything. So, yes, removing what already there and stop piling up with the new things on yourself,
Yes, 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 yes. Most of our suffering, there is a saying that says, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. Suffering is what we decide to do because for some reason it's serving us, but is it really serving us? So now let me ask you this, Olga. When you do these sessions, do you do one-on-one? Do you do group? How do you do them?
A good question. Thank you so much. Group sessions are preferable. I would say up to 5 people,
Okay.
5 to 10. And actually, I was going to introduce my program, Negativity Cleanse and Energy Realignment, by offering a freebie session. 30-minute session, 5 to 10 people. I'll be more than happy to give them the taste of Cosmo energy and understand what we're talking about. Because before you try it, it's hard to compare it with anything else.
To understand,
So what individual sessions I also do for mostly for people who whose energy is weak. And they are not able to hold up with the group because it could be pretty strong. Some people cannot tolerate it. Their system is not there yet. So in a few sessions they will get there, but in the beginning they might need like a special attention, and then individual se sessions are needed for those people. For people who are can handle it. Yes, group sessions per like four or
Five.
five people
Okay.
are the good number.
Yeah, it sounds good. So we can offer this to my listeners that they can sign
Absolutely,
up.
please
Okay.
do. Yes,
Beautiful. Beautiful. So go ahead and grab a pen and paper so that I can tell you how you're going to find this link so that you can sign up. We only have 5 spots. Can we make it 6 so that I can come too?
Well, let's do 10 because this first session I'm planning on being 30 minutes, and I can do 10 people, up to 10 people
Okay. All
for
right.
that.
Well, okay. So 9 of you and 1 of me. So go ahead and grab pen and paper because I'm going to tell you how to find the link so you can sign up. All right. So Miss Olga, we are coming to the end of the show. Almost. We're almost there. Is there anything that you want to add before I give you some of my special questions that I like to add, that I like to ask my guests?
No, I think I'm ready for the questions.
All right. All right. So your question number one is going to be, what advice would you give your younger self?
The advice I would give my young Olga, just pat you on the shoulder and say, hey, never stop dreaming. And
Beautiful.
yes, dreaming is, I mean, looking at the big picture and seeing you in that picture, seeing yourself in that picture. Don't think it's for somebody. Put your image in that beautiful picture and never stop doing that.
So something I've learned and something that I see every day, because there is a vision that I have that I can help, and it's just there. And it's like, you know, if you're given that vision, it's because it is for you and it's already there. You just have to believe in yourself and do some cleanup so that you can go get it. And we're offering you the tools right here. Okay, question number two. What myth would you like to bust today?
The myth of our powerlessness as human beings. I don't know why it's... it looks like I've lived in Russia and I've lived in the United States, and I could see there is a similarity in that putting an idea that idea on the people that they're powerlessness, like they can't change much, that circumstances are taking over them. That is myth. We are creators of our own life, either we know it or if we don't believe it. We're still created with our vibrations, but we can do it consciously. We can actually create our life according to our own design. We have that much power.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the proof is in the pudding. If you are listening to this and you're going through situations and you know damn well that you're super uncomfortable in that situation, the only reason why you feel discomfort is because your soul already knows it's supposed to be somewhere else. Your soul already knows it's supposed to be doing something else. Because if not, then you would be perfectly comfortable without complaining, and you wouldn't feel like you're settling. So your soul already knows, and you already know. And number three, last but not least, and this is my favorite. If I hand you a magic wand right now, what would you use it for?
This is my favorite too, because I would love to have that magic wand. I would make at least women, maybe some men too, have that youthful look.
Oh,
the whole life. Yes. So you look at, like you looked at 20.
Oh,
and you live your life like that with that look. Just amazing.
Girl, I had an itty bitty waist and a big old booty.
Wouldn't be that awesome. I just looked at my pictures from, you know, like a few years ago, and mm-hmm. like me, and I thought there was something wrong with me. There was nothing wrong with me.
Me too.
Gorgeous.
Oh my god. But see, that goes back to the bullshit programming, right? Mm-hmm. I believed I was fat or that I was deformed because of my big butt. Okay, I'm Mexicana, in case you're listening. I'm full-blooded Mexican with a big old booty. So I say I'm Blexican. And now I look at it, and I look at my arms, and I look at my thighs and my calves back then, and I think my legs were my arms now. Like, I am completely a fulfilled prophecy. They taught me since I was little that I was inadequate, that I was too loud, that I was too boisterous, that I was fat. And right now, as you're listening to me, I wear a size 20 because, you know, and now I'm ill. I was told I was too boisterous. Guess what? I have issues with my thyroid. Well, that is, you know, that's the throat chakra right there, right?
That's programming. Total. Yes. See?
So
that's why we need to be aware so we don't put it on our kids and our grandkids.
Yes.
It's, you know.
Yes. And actually, that's why it's so funny, because and then we're going to close, because all our conversation is just bringing me back some memories. Right. And every time I give a talk on what I do, immediately, and I kid you not, it aggravates the hell out of me. Immediately, I get told, why don't you give these talks for young women? For ladies, for teenagers. Immediately I say no. And it bothers me because I'm trying to heal grown women, right? And they're like, no, it would be so good if you did it when they're young. I get it, but what happens when that young woman goes home to a damaged mother? Do you know the chaos that would cause? Do you know the hell that she would have to live through? Because she's still young. She's still not in her full power. She's not independent. No, I'm trying to help women, grown women that are mothers, understand themselves, love themselves, start being themselves so that they can start teaching their daughters the same thing. They can start honoring themselves and their daughters. They can start respecting themselves and their daughters, or and their children, period, not just their daughters, right? So I kid you not, I get aggravated because, you know, I mean, I was raised in a very difficult situation with my mother, right? and even though I completely understand, you know, everything now, and, you know, she no longer holds my power, and I love her and respect her, and I don't get hurt anymore by her, you know, I still know for a fact what it's like to know. Like, I think I innately always knew myself, and because I was myself, because I spoke, because I had a vision, it was hell, you know, it was hell because she wasn't ready for that, you know. And so, no, I will not teach young kids unless it was a daughter and mother thing, you know. What is your take on that? And then we'll close.
When we the method work with children, but children should be worked with their mothers. So mothers should be on the session as well, because until 15-year-old, it's the same aura. So that's how close kids are to their mother. Regardless of kind of relationship. So when the child doesn't behave in school or doesn't feel good, both mother and child need to be at the session, because something wrong with the there is something wrong with mother's field. The child is not doing well.
So interesting. So interesting. Well, I hope all of you love this episode as much as I did. I know I'm over here asking Olga all these questions. Olga, I hope you enjoyed being here with us today.
Very much, Rosa. Very much. Thank you.
And if you have your pen and paper already, like I had asked you, please write down fiercewomanradio.com. You're going to go to fiercewomanradio.com. You're going to see a big image. You're going to click on that. And then you're going to look, you're going to be able to see all of the episodes of all of my guests. You're going to look for Olga Chapman. Okay. And once you go in there, you're going to be able to get, you know, you can go, you can click on Spotify, or you can click on Apple iTunes. But all the way at the bottom, there is going to be the link for you to sign up for the free session that she is so nicely offering, so that you can experience her program. But remember, there is only 9 spots. Yes, because I'm taking the 10th one, so I'm sorry, I'm selfish, but it's only 9 spots, and it's going to close up after that. So grab it, first come, first serve. Once we have all the spots, we'll email you, and you'll also have the date and time these sessions are going to be available right there. So anything else, Miss Olga? I always ask, because there's always
just looking forward to seeing you at the session. Really, it's going to be fun, right?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much once again for being here. Thank you everybody for listening. Do not forget to share. Again, if to listen to it, go to fiercewomanradio.com, and you can listen to all of our guests. And this one was Olga Chapman. And please stay fierce until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, gorgeous, before you leave, do not forget, go to rosaslink.com. There will be a button there that's going to take you to all the past podcasts. And once you open them, you're going to see some links of some of the gifts that some of my guests have left for you. So make sure you go ahead and claim those. Also, please do not forget to share this podcast. This is meant to inspire women, and you never know what woman out there is actually needing this inspiration, is needing to hear stories, is needing the support that we can possibly provide her through this podcast. So please, in the meantime, stay fierce and make sure to catch the next episode.